Sounds like a good business.
Well, his daughter went with the flower business. They had a good business down there with that, but that's what they're selling now. And they got some flags sold down there. Pink, pretty stuff, young ladies. I don't know what they call it, but they're high, but they're pretty.
Hmm.
You know.
So how long did you work with them?
I didn't work with Pike. I just go down and I've been buying flowers down there.
Did you work at Brothers?
Yeah, I worked with the George. Daddy sold his business out to his son, and then I went to work with him. I go retire, tell you the truth. I wasn't going to try to do nothing, but I ain't got to retire yet.
You haven't got to retire yet.
That's what's gone through. Stay busy all the time around the house, keep me busy, keeping that place cleaned up around. I've been a painting. I used to get on a 50-foot ladder. I wouldn't get up there now because I'm afraid I'd fall off. But I used to paint with Fred Coleman in Atlanta, painting houses.
Hmm.
Well, painting job is a job if you do it right. I was talking to a man the other day, he said he painted a room. I don't know how many he would. He charged her $400 just to paint one room. Well, she says, I'd like to put another coat on there. I would like to. He said, that'd cost you $400 more. It's $800 for one room. I could have taken
gosh.
3 days. I could take 3 gallons of paint. And maybe charge her $5 an hour or something. And you paid it. Because my house, that's what I'm doing on my house. But I'm buying all the paint. And I'm going to put about 3 coats on my house when I get them fellas put it on there. The more paint you put on, the more it bleaches out. And I cork every little old crack. One little painter, he wanted to leave it. He wanted to leave crack. I said, I don't know crack, I don't know bugs. And all in my kitchen and everything, I crack all the cracks so that bug ain't got no place to hide. He got to go somewhere else to get under that. Because you get a lot of bugs at the stores,
mm-hmm.
You know.
But so Lynn is your nephew?
Huh?
Is Lynn over here your nephew? How's he kin to you?
He's my brother, married Louis. Was it Louis is his? Yeah. That's how we're kids.
Married Louise's mother, Beatrice.
Yeah. So that's just the way it works. They're good people, too.
Yeah,
David used to work with Ted, I think. He worked with Ted, I think. I think one time they used to fix tar back then, the big tar. You got to horse them things up. I wouldn't fix one for nothing. But I think he got his arm broke or something.
Broke his leg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tire blew up on him.
Yeah.
A rim.
I wouldn't fix one of them. I don't care how much you pay. We get a fella up yonder and he puts them in a harness and them up. George got his fingers blew up. He pumping it up. Blew the door and everything else. Run the door. Well, you think I would? Now Ted used to fix them.
How are David and Ted kin to you, Lynn?
David's my dad.
Okay.
And
yep.
Ted is his brother.
Okay.
And Ted and MB, who was my granddaddy, they had did the ice and coal, which
yep.
I don't think Uncle Aubrey wanted to haul ice and coal with them.
I'm a hold ice. I got some people around. I had preachers even beat me out of the ice bills. I wouldn't sell them the ice down on credit. You'd have to pay. They'd move out from Atlanta and go down on the river. And them camps down there that made big money. Bankers
yeah.
And everything else. You know, if we get the ice for them just now, it'd be COD. He wouldn't get no ice.
COD.